Welcome to Impact by Choice with your host, Andrada Aniti. I want to share something interesting with you. My kid lost two teeth in the last 4 days. And each time I had to play tooth fairy. And guess what? In the last 4 days, for the last two times when she lost teeth, I forgot. And today in the morning, she came up running to me and said, Mommy, Tooth Fairy forgot about me again. Even though last time I told her that I'm going to talk to Tooth Fairy so that she will, you know, just come to her senses and not forget about my girl anymore. But you see, that's what happened. Actually, I woke up at 5:30 and just forgot, for God's sake. Even though last evening, I went to bed precisely with this thought that I will wake up early. I will not forget to play Tooth Fairy again. And it just happened. So my question for today is, how do you respond to your kid when you fail their expectations? When they fairly believe in something like the Tooth Fairy, which is actually, you know, just an industry fabricated idea, but unfortunately it's getting transferred to kids through, I don't know, some parents or just TV shows like cartoons or movies or anything like that, or even from peers from the kindergarten school, you know. How do you react to your kids, and how do you rather not react but try to comfort them that it's not their fault that, for instance, Tooth Fairy forgot about them, that, you know, the fact that such a tremendous tragedy has happened, and I'm just, you know, putting that tragedy in quotes, and I'm actually kidding about it. So the fact that the tragedy happened is not their fault, and that things just happen in life and people forget, and even fairies can forget, right? to be honest, because nothing is perfect in everyday life. Nothing happens like in the movies, and we must learn to accept the fact that we cannot control everything, and kids especially want to control everything. And what was saddest than the elder coming to me and telling me that Tooth Fairy forgot about her was the fact that the younger one came and just reinforced what the elder said. So I had to feel twice as guilty, so to say. But to my surprise, in that moment, okay, I would not lie. In that moment, I did feel guilty, huge time. But then in the next second, I realized that, well, I'm just being human. I cannot play Tooth Fairy for the rest of my life. I just need to accept the fact that I did forget. And the fact that I need to teach my kids that people do forget things, and they shouldn't beat themselves up because they forget things, because things do not happen how they want them to happen, because they will not manage to succeed from strike one. And my reaction was to tell her that I will talk to Tooth Fairy again, of course. And in the first place, I said, you're gonna see, I'm gonna have an argument with Tooth Fairy so that she will not forget you again. But then a few minutes later, when she said, Mommy, you need to argue with Tooth Fairy, I just had this second thought. And I said, you know what, Mommy? I will not argue with Tooth Fairy. I will just try to talk to her, as in, you know, like friendly, to have with her a friendly chat, and just try to make her understand that you felt, you didn't feel well for the fact that she didn't come to you, and that probably she needs to remember you for the next time that your tooth will will fall off. And you know what? She was actually, my girl was actually content with my reply. And I saw her face lightening up. And a few minutes later, she was already cheerful. And she wasn't upset anymore. She wasn't crying. She wasn't upset with me. She wasn't upset with Tooth Fairy any longer. So the point that I'm trying to make with this story today, I think, is the fact that we need to teach our kids to not beat themselves for things that they cannot control. And again, kids want to control everything. And I can tell you this firsthand because my young one always wants to be the first, no matter what, no matter what's the activity, no matter what time of the day and stuff like that. So it's, you know, I come again to you with this question and ask you, how do you react to this kind of situation to your kids? And how do you explain to them that everybody makes mistakes and that we need to forgive them and we need to understand them rather, you know, and not feel guilty about the mistakes of others. So I would be really grateful if you chose to leave me a voice message or to send me an email. You will find all the details in the episode description. And thank you for listening today. It was just, you know, just a random thought that I said that I will publish on Tuesdays whenever I get a thought that it's worth spreading. So I'm not gonna ramble about random thoughts that I don't give importance to. And for that, I need to, again, thank you for listening to this. And I look forward to your feedback. Have a great day ahead, everyone. And remember that on Impact by Choice podcast, we discover how people choose to make an impact on the world around them. Bye.